why the bat flies at night. All the animals had been moving around the earth. The Lord God had given everyone special skills. Some could move quickly, some could run, some could fly. Some were good at hiding, some were good at being camouflaged. And each of the animals, when they were made, found a place to live. The birds soon found a king. It was Eagle. And Eagle, the biggest of the birds, told the birds to make their nests, told the birds to spread themselves all around the world. On the ground, the lion was the king. And the lion told all the animals to move to every country in the world. But there was Bat. And Bat went to the lion and said, "Your Majesty, I have a beautiful furry body like you, and I'm not sure where I should live."
"Well, not here," said the lion, "for a start. You are not an animal like we are."
"What do you mean?" said the bat.
"Well, for a start, you have wings. That means you're a bird. Go away. Go and speak to Eagle."
"Oh, very well, lion. Thank you," said the bat. And the bat flew all the way up to the mountain tops where Eagle was living. When Eagle's friends saw Bat coming along, they cried at him and said,
"What are you doing here? Why have you come to the high mountain?"
"I need to speak to Eagle," said Bat.
"Well, you can't see him."
"I need to see him because Lion sent me."
"Oh, that's different."
So Bat spoke to Eagle. "I don't know where to live. Can you tell me, please?"
said Eagle. "Well, you can't live here for a start."
Why not? I've got big wings."
"I can see that. But you've got a furry body. Go away. Go and live with the animals down on the ground."
Bat flew back again. But when he got back to Lion, Lion did not want to know and turned around with a great roar and sent Bat back all the way up to the Eagle again. When Bat got back to Eagle, "Please, Eagle, I don't know where to live. Can you help me?"
"Most certainly not. Go back to the earth. Go away from here. And don't let me see you again."
And so Bat flew away. And Bat found a cave and hid in a cave where neither the birds or the animals on the ground could see him. He clung to the ceiling and he hung his head down, wondering what he was to do. Soon the moon lit up the world, and the animals seemed to be asleep. Bat came out. There were flies, there were moths all around, and Bat flew out, and he was able to feed. And that's why, to this very day, Bat flies only at night.